Like I said, no ball games tonight.
Important ones, anyway. So we will just go through some amendments. The first part I kind of wanted to hit and get some opinions on, but the when we get to number 7, we won't.
That front door cannot be opened from the outside. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Sometimes it just doesn't close.
I pulled them both.
You're good then. No, nope, I screwed them where they won't open.
All right. Sorry. All
right. You're good.
Have a seat, dude.
So I sent these to you, and looking through some of these, some of it's cleanup, some of it's changes. Your first one is amendment to Article 008.001, and it's the statement of intent. Nowhere in there it talks about being able to build single-family homes, so I feel like we need just to add that it's intended for large tracts of agricultural open spaces and single-family residences. I mean, that is not in there. That's just kind of a cleanup.
Are you trying to say single-family residence?
Single-family residential. So you could build single-family residential in A1. You could build a single-family home.
All right.
You'd just be adding that to the statement of intent.
Okay.
And then in 008.020, we did not have the lot size. So we need to add that the lots would have to be 2 acres, minimum size of 2 acres for single family homes on septics, on approved wastewater. I don't know that we have any A1 that's on sewer system. I mean, we could, but I'll try to double check that.
Unless they've changed their DNR, will check your soil. And I've had some that they had to go bigger than 2 acres.
Yeah, that's if you get over the 7 lots.
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
all right.
If you go 6, no, but over 7, and they're smaller than 5 acres, they'll do that soil check.
They turn out to be spaghetti lots.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you can make them.
But anyway, we'll just add that the acreage lot size is 2 acres.
Okay.
So, I got to looking, and we had somebody come in, and I found in Article 7, actually, in Article 34.020, it states that a ground mount telecommunication facility or functionally equivalent service shall be considered a principal use and may be located within the O, C, or M district. That's not how our chart read. We had it C's. They had to get conditional use permits in all those districts. So my suggestion, which, I mean, you don't have to take, would be to change O, C1, C2, M1, and M2 to a P per this. And remember, they came out with new telecommunication regulations kind of after Bob had put the C's and P's in there, and they pretty much made it where you couldn't refuse those telecommunication towers. But we still have a C and A1, but the O, C districts and M districts would be a P, allowed by right. But there's still, the tower has to be set back a certain distance, equal to the overall height of the tower or the minimum setback of the zoning district. So think that one over. Well, I mean, you either take out C and say, you know, get rid of C and then keep your C's in the O, or else you make your chart match your verbiage. And that's what I have here. I'm trying to make the chart match the verbiage. And then in Article 6, I just got to looking at it one day, and I think it's actually in a meeting here. And I noticed that agricultural is rural, though, yeah. And then RR was urban. And then R1 was rural. And then I'm like, wait a minute. So those need to be switched. And then down here they had urban density in C2. So this is just clean up, I feel like. Fixing the RR1 and the R1, flipping those. Because this is just kind of a comprehensive tier of what you can do in those districts that was put in there. This is kind of a big one here that I ran across. So in Amendment 45, or Article 45, it talks about changing your amending your zoning regulations. So an amendment or supplement or change of the text of these zoning regulations may be initiated by the Planning Commission, you guys, or my office, on its own initiative, is what we're doing today, or motion or resolution that we would send to the County Commission, or upon written petition to the County Commission by any citizen of Taney County.
Good deletion.
Someday, yeah, that... Yeah. So proposing deleting.
Go away.
Yeah.
Get a jump up someday.
I guarantee it. So in our charts, retail sales and service had retail sales and service convenience, retail sales and service general. So I'm proposing to get rid of two of those and just go retail, sales, and service. Our CDMPs were almost exactly the same. The only difference was we had a C in RV for convenience. We could still leave that. Retail, sales, in RV is a C, and it'd keep the chart just the same. And we didn't have a definition for retail, sales, convenience, or retail, sales, general. I didn't know how to separate those. I didn't know any separation. So then, if you guys look at when we send this, what I've done is just gone through some as I'm sitting here listening to the meetings or at work looking at changing. So if you see yellow, that means I'm suggesting looking at changing some of these. If it's blue, it's deleting it. So feeling like maybe this doesn't need to be an area you can get conditional use. A residential treatment facility, should it be in an R1 district? Well, probably not, but I mean, right now you could apply for it. But so look at these. If it's a P, then I'm suggesting maybe either a C. If it's a C, I'm suggesting a P. So these I don't want to go through a whole lot because I want you to look at them and be thinking, are there any that you want to change? And under the campground recreational vehicle park, I would like to add subject to Article 16, which is our RV article, because there's stipulations in there. It has to be so many feet and so much distance between and can't cover so many, but it'll be subject to that article. Then the same with our telecommunications facility, add subject to Article 34, which is our telecommunication article. So this is just homework between now and April or so, when we might take them to the County Commission.
Can you email
that? Yep.
Be helpful.
So then I got a bunch of definitions. And you should have got these. Did you not get them? They're kind of back.
The whole thing?
So some new ones like auction house. We didn't have a definition. I found two or three planning and zonings that had some really good definitions. I went through them. Amber and Marla came up with definitions. If it has a star by it, it means that I'm thinking that we might want to add it to the chart. So such as this one, if we added it to the chart, we could put it as a C where we thought it might be. I was trying to think where auction houses and pawn shops, also recreational, vehicle repair shops. Everyone I've ever gone to has been out in the country. My current one is out in the country. So it could be conditional use in an A1 for vehicle repair, because every single one I've ever used for the 30 years I've lived here have been out in the country, except one, and it was in an R1 district down Y Highway. But so if it has this asterisk, that means thinking about adding it to the chart. But these are all new definitions that would go under the definitions. Communication antenna amateur, we didn't have that. And this flood insurance rate map, I just like to get it in there because it's coming up. We're getting new maps, so it might as well be in our zoning regs.
We're getting new flood maps?
In 30 months, I think. Yeah.
Hope they're better than the last ones.
They're going to be super better.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been reviewing them and looking at them. And
so you handle
they're like down to 3 foot square. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think the last one slipped or something because they were way off.
Yeah.
In some areas.
Yeah. These, I think, and I've looked at them, I think they're going to be pretty good. They said that we probably won't get any new maps for maybe a long, 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 long time. Maybe just some revisions. So some flood definitions. And here's a repair service consumer that we don't have a definition for. And again, self-storage units. We don't have a definition for self-storage units in there. Shooting range, we did have shooting range, but I think maybe we need to take it out and put in these in our chart. We have indoor, outdoor. And then the ones we found for an outdoor one, they had a distance of either 500, 1,000, or 2,000 feet from any R district that before you could say do a conditional use in A1, it'd have to be so many feet from an R district. We can look at that.
So is shooting range considered firearms?
Mm-hmm.
Only? What about bows?
No, we got archery range definition already in there. So again, we just kind of go through our definitions and see if we're missing some. A wedding events facility we don't have in there. And then here's the retail sales and service that we take what we have out and replace it with this. Now these are just full replacements. So campground, here was our campground definition. Again, look at these. I swear, and I cannot find it, but somewhere in there I thought our campground, it may have been the old regulations, that considered it a campground if you didn't stay any longer than 180 days, which is 6 months, but I cannot find that in our new zoning regs. So I feel like we have a lot of RVs that are getting building permits now. That's their house. We did one today. That's where they're going to live, 1 year, 2 years. So we're making them get a permit, making them get a septic permit and meet the setbacks. They underpin the RV and they put a deck on the RV. That's just their home. So we need a definition that whether it's you stay 30 days or less, 90 days or less, 120 days or less, that defines it as RV park. And I just kind of like these new definitions. And you can go through those and look at them. Change in use is a different definition. We'll send these to you so you can look at them at home. Conditional use, I thought we found a better definition. Conditional use permit, ours got real wordy about